Hello and welcome back to what is officially episode one. For those of you who listen to our pilot episode, thank you. I am Mom. I'm Freddie.
I am Cam. I'm Aspie.
And welcome to My Aspie and Me. Our podcast is for any parents, just so you don't feel so alone, or people who come in your lives who you can't quite explain what Asperger's is. Point them in this direction and say, listen to these. You'll get a bit of a better idea.
Yeah. So today's episode, we're going to be concentrating on sort of stress and...
Triggers.
I know we said last episode that we're going to do it in sort of like chronicle order from before diagnosis to after diagnosis, but we've had a discussion and we're
going to keep it real. We're going to include what's happening in our lives at the same time as well, because things do crop up still, and it's good to talk about what we're going through, if we resolved them, if we've come to any conclusions, if I've taken to the bottle, you know, all those kind of things.
Yeah. Especially with the stress, you know, with the whole lockdown and everything.
What are you talking about?
You know, the whole the worldwide pandemic.
Is there one?
Apparently so. I don't know.
Has it changed anyone? It's not changed our lives.
No, it hasn't.
No, we don't see anyone. We don't leave the house. We don't go anywhere. We don't do anything. So really...
It's not really affecting us, is it?
No, apart from at the beginning, when you're all excited about it, because... You're doomsday prepper, aren't you?
Yeah, I am a doomsday prepper. I've been prepping for this sort of this very thing. Like, of course, it's like zombie apocalypses and that, and that's not real. Come on, if zombies are real, then I'm a multi-billionaire. Come on.
You kept that hidden.
I know, right? Got to keep it a secret. Don't want, you know, fake friends. Come on.
What I loved about when lockdown hit was the WhatsApp message with a list of instructions on what to do for emergencies. It was...
Yeah, I think we're going too far in the doomsday prep. This is an Aspie podcast, so let's stick on to what we're going to discuss on today.
So let's just take a break and take a gap and breathe. So we're going to start with a bit of good news. Originally, we started out doing this so that you don't feel alone... Somebody you can relate to. And if you can't tell anybody, you know, in your life or explain what Asperger's is, point them in this direction. And I did that very same thing last week. A friend of mine talking about Asperger's listened to the podcast and realized straight away just from listening to it that the professional he was having problems with was... actually, yes, high-functioning Asperger's, and was masking it and wasn't doing what he wanted them to do. So he very cleverly went and researched Asperger's and something called the Matrix, which I think we'll find the link and put it on our page if we can.
Yeah.
So he went in with a totally different approach. So he could see what was happening, could see what he needs to do to do to change his approach, result.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic knowing that we actually helped someone.
Yeah.
And okay, we're not medical professionals, but...
We're not experts. We just live it.
Yeah, and if we can help other people with our experiences and help just lighten up their load.
Yeah.
For, you know, as they say, or if they don't say it.
You are not alone.
Yeah.
There was something else we wanted to discuss today.
Yes, there was.
So it's the stress levels.
Yes.
Triggers.
Yes.
Things that can start you into meltdown.
Well, yeah. So for everyone listening, if you imagine you're looking at a graph, one side is stress levels and the bottom side is
time.
From the moment we wake up, our stress levels are already at like 50%. We're already stressed about what's today going to be like. Are we going to have a good day? Are we stressed about how we slept or whatever, you know? And then if something else goes on, that's going up again. And then another stress again.
And it's anything that's out of your control, isn't it?
Yeah, it just goes up and up and up until it just hits that very, very max level, and it just boils over. And,
but it could take something so small
to do it. Yeah.
To do it. So something you might think is, well, why on earth have they reacted like that? It's not because of that. It's because of the whole day, the whole emotional processing, the sensory issues.
Sensory overload.
Yeah, that's it, sensory overload. And I remember being told by a professional that you don't, well, we'll go outside, have a cigarette or a drink or take 5 minutes to chill, calm down, let our stress levels come down.
Yeah.
Autism doesn't allow for that. There is no coming down, lowering levels of stress. It's just constantly building up. It is. So if you're asked me how it seems like, the smallest thing will tip them over. It's not, well, it will, but that's not the reason they tip over.
There's many other reasons. And it's especially for like younger Aspies, like that they're going to find it much harder to talk to you about it because they don't know how to.
Yeah. And they can't, a lot of the sensory stuff, it's touch, the feeling of clothes. Yeah. You know, you're trying to get your Aspie dressed in the morning. And he doesn't like the feeling of that particular material or the seam on the socks or whatever. And it can be such a struggle, but it's just because it's, to them, it's painful.
Yeah, it's the very, very small, small, small things like, I hate the touch of the microfiber cloth. They just make even just speaking about them, they just make me go goosebumps all over. I just don't like the feel. But I know they clean good. But if I wear like washing up gloves and hold it, absolutely fine. But it's just on the skin. It's that sensory overload.
Yeah,
because it's all those microfibers that I feel like I don't know. I'm like Spider-Man, like seeing all those little individual little micro hair things, spikes growing on his hand. Oh, but never mind.
Still hasn't got my washing up. We use sponges.
Yeah, we use a sponge on a stick, don't we? Now
we do.
We use one of those soap sponge things.
Yeah, we're not advertising for anybody. They are brilliant, though.
Yeah, they are fantastic.
Beginning of this week, Cameron did encounter a problem. And
yet again, with the banking system.
Yeah, with the banking
Thank
system.
Thank you very much.
And it went to disproportionate eruptions of emotion and tears. It was really rough. And it was because of the way that he was spoken to, the way he was treated, the unfairness of the situation. And it's so hard to listen to that as a parent. But what we've decided is that we're going to talk about this from our point of views. So Cameron is going to talk to us about how we got there. And I'm going to tell him how I felt about it and how we reacted. And maybe it'll resonate with somebody out there. But yeah.
So just to get a little bit of context, I'm just going to play a little bit of a clip of the phone call. I always record my phone calls because I do have short-term memory. It just helps me to remember what's been said, especially if it's something like this.
I'm autistic and this is not right. You're breaking the law.
We're not breaking.
You are denying me access to my money and online services. That is what you are doing.
Breaking the law. I can't disconnect the call if you're giving me abuse over the call.
How am I giving you abuse? I've just told you I'm autistic. It's taken me for advantage.
So yeah, that's a little bit tough listening back to that. As you can hear, I was very, very, very upset. I'll take you back to the morning. The morning was absolutely fine. I went and topped up my credit, and then a few hours later I went to go and transfer some money over to my mum. Oh, my account's been blocked. You need to call this number. So I called them. And the woman on the phone was so disrespectful to me.
She was. I could hear it. I could hear it. And it was so distressing to hear. And it was so hard knowing that what I wanted to do was take the phone off you and talk to her. But I knew that I couldn't do that because this is your problem.
Yeah.
Your independence. You have to find a way to work with this. But I was aware that you kept saying to her that, you know, you were saying, I'm autistic. And she was saying, yeah, I know all about that. And she clearly didn't.
No. I did say at one point, have you got access to the internet right now? Yes. She said, yes, I do. Can you access Google? Yes, I can. Can you please Google autism Asperger's? Like, no, I don't need to do that. I know what autism is. And she was threatening to end the phone call because I was screaming and shouting at her. I wasn't. And I do apologise if she ever felt that way. I did apologise after. So the good news is I finally got it all sorted. Thankfully.
Which it would have been sorted a lot quicker had the woman just stayed calm, stayed quiet. And I think a lot of call centres should really
be more trained or have more training.
Or even have a page that comes up. If you click it, you know, caller says autistic, click on it. And the top tip is, first thing to do is just stay calm.
Yeah,
if you stay calm, let them get it out of their system.
Well, did you know that there's a few companies, not a lot, but there's a few companies, such as Sky, that has their own accessibility team centre.
What's that?
It's basically, so if you declare that you're autistic or you have special needs or anything else, then you don't have to go through all the rigmarole of signing in. You just phone in, give it a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes, you're speaking to someone straight away.
That's fantastic. I didn't know about that. How did you find out about that?
Once I told Sky that I was autistic, they said, oh, did you know about this and this? And I was like, no, here's a number that you can contact and get yourself declared on them. Now I just, any problems with Sky, I just contact that number and everything's sorted within like 5-10 minutes.
That's fantastic. I really do think that any call centre should have access to information. Maybe not even training, but just have a page that they pull up on their computer screen.
Yeah.
Screen. I'm just thinking about what, they have somebody screaming down the phone at them and they've got a button that says they're screaming at me. They've said autistic, click, okay. And the first instruction is, first thing to do, pour yourself a drink, sit back and just listen and let them get it out of their systems. That's what I do every day, actually. Yeah, no wonder we get on so well. I just sit back.
Story time now.
Story time. Oh.
Story time. Story time. Story time with Freddie.
Yeah. Are we going to keep that?
I don't know.
That was obviously heavily produced there. You know, we really
fantastic
put some work
phone
into
calls,
that.
Fantastic. Oh, fantastic voice. Whoever sung that was amazing.
Do you know the problem is, though, that now there's all this build up to it and it's just not that funny. Well, I think it is. It's a hindsight. Can't help myself but laugh every time I think about it. So we mentioned before about, I think, living. Did we say about living in Northern Ireland?
I think so.
Or it could have been Chester. Or I lose track.
I'm
trying to picture the barracks. I think it was Chester. Yes, I can picture the community centre. It was Chester. Right. So we're in Chester and I think all the soldiers are away on exercise. And as wives and kids do, we gather in the community centre and we talk about everybody. I didn't because I was usually chasing Cameron around.
Trying to keep you entertained, obviously.
But the fire alarms went off one day in the community centre and we had to evacuate. The fire engines had to be called. And we found the culprit. Cameron had found the glass box, the red box with break glass on it. Well, he thought it was an instruction, so he did.
Well, it did say break glass in case of emergency, and it clearly was.
So watch out for those signs, folks. When they're younger, they might just take them literally.
All right, so that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for letting us unburden ourselves.
Yes, it's like a nice, it's like a confession. Rather than going to the priest, we can just confess into an audio recording and release it to the world.
Yes, that's probably why I feel so good right now.
same. So,
but on a positive note, thank you everyone who has supported us. Thank you for the love that's been shown to us. There's a Facebook page.
Instagram, we have our email.
Facebook, yeah, I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, we've got Facebook, Instagram, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more, and more to come. So don't be afraid if you don't have Spotify. You're listening to us on Facebook. So if you're listening to us on Facebook, comment down below that you're listening to us, and we will reply to every comment in the first hour of uploading this. So
we certainly will.
Comment down below or email your story. So thank you very much. Stay safe.
Stay sane.
And we'll see you next time. Well, we won't see you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
It's free.
And there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So download the free Anchor app
or go to anchor.fm to get started.